Dr. Ann Wendell, Dean of Students at Shepherd University.
And you're just the new Dean of Students. Tell us a little bit about where you came from.
Most recently, I worked at Shippensburg University. I was an Assistant Dean of Students, Director of Drug and Alcohol Services, and Co-Director for Veteran Services.
What attracted you to this position in this university?
Well, I started teaching at Shepherd last fall as affiliate graduate faculty in the CSDA program, helping and advising, and every bit of interaction I've had with Shepherd has just been so pleasant, welcoming, professional, kind. I mean, I think that Shepherd is a good fit for me because my experience with Shepherd is that the people are very forward-thinking and very collaborative, and there's not a community line. It's like the community and the town and the university both kind of have some similar goals, and people belong here, if that makes sense. Like, you feel like you belong. So I think that's where the term good fit comes in. I think it's a good fit for me. It's a beautiful campus, but the programming that happens in student affairs and the type of students that I've met and the professionals that I've met are just a really good fit for my professional self as well.
Is there any current research you're working on you'd like to mention?
I just left some research that I finished up last year. It was with students in transition from high school to college, also looking at students transitioning as non-traditional students into college life and how students socialize. I also did some residence life focus groups and research on professional development in their transition and transfer skills once they finish in an RA and RD position. If we understand students better socially, transitionally, taking their college experience and learning how to transfer it to their regular life after college or, you know, after their concentrated experience with us, then it contributes to their success, our retention, the attrition rate, their development. It's all kind of interconnected. We know students need community. They need a sense of community to stay. We know that they need to have value, but how is that accomplished and are we doing a good job with it? So that's what I would look at next. My primary research has been done on women's experience in higher education, leadership and community building, and equity. The study of leadership and community for women at a university in the South, at Old Dominion University, from the period of 1970 to 1990, showed that women had different experiences than men did in building community, having leadership opportunities, and achieving tenure. The other implication that came out of that study was that without some men who identified that this woman had some issues, the women would not have been able to gain access to the acknowledgement of those issues. So I guess as a summary, if there is a marginalized group of people, the majority population, somebody in that majority population has to allow access for the marginalized group in order for them there to be an acknowledgement and a balance in equity.